How to grow watermelon in a small space.
Watermelon can be grown in different places and usually it does not consume much space, although there should be enough space between each seedling to afford them the opportunity to grow well. It can either be planted in a pot, container, or a small area in your garden as long as the soil is right for them to get quality nutrients to grow. You can be sure that the size of your watermelon does not matter. It can grow in a small space as long as it is well taken care of.
Let's take a quick look at how to plant watermelon in a small space. Growing the watermelon in a small space.
Watermelons grow big and fast, so if you are growing watermelon in a pot, you will need a pot big enough to accommodate that.
The pot or container should be at least 5 gallons in size with very good drainage holes.
After which you can now fill our pot with soil. If it is directly in the small space in your garden, ensure that the soil absorbs water as watermelons do not grow well in waterlogged soil.
Now that all these are in place, you are ready to plant the watermelon in your little space. Planting the watermelon in a small space. Before planting, make sure all chances of frost have passed.
Then, plant the watermelon seeds in the soil that is about 3 times deeper than the size of the seed and water them. Watermelons need a lot of water, and proper drainage holes are very important.
To grow watermelons, you should know that it is an undemanding crop. It grows best in well-drained soils rich in organic matter. When planting, give a distance between each seedling.
The distance between crops, be in rows of about 1.5 meters, away and with a separation of 1.5 meters between one plant and another. If you place the seeds on individual spaces such as a pot or growing table, remember that they have enough space for their roots to grow.
Before planting the watermelon seeds, it is recommended to add compost to the soil and remove the weeds. The favorable soil for growing watermelons is the combination of sand and clay.
If it is too sticky or too heavy, the plant will not develop normally.
Check the soil pH to make sure that it is between 6 to 6.8. Irrigation is essential for the development of the plant and its fruits.
We will keep the soil slightly humid, so in these conditions we will have to water every day and even twice when the heat hits.
When the watermelons begin to develop, you have to reduce the watering. Fill the pot or container with potting soil or other soilless mix, and don't use soil from the garden.
Garden dirt can become very compact and can make it difficult for watermelons to grow.
Related. Learn how to prepare watermelon seeds for planting. Caring for watermelon. Ensure to provide your watermelon plant with plenty of sun and warmth and keep it out of strong winds. Keep the fruit watered regularly as watermelons need a lot of water to thrive.
Once your plant starts to grow, it will need a lot of support.
Watermelons are large and heavy, and they need a stack or some type of support for their vines. Once the actual fruit appears, you will need to provide support for it.
Use a stretchy material such as a cloth or pantyhose to make a kind of bed to support the fruit. Tie each end of the pantyhose or cloth to the main support of the watermelon.
The bed will stretch as the watermelon grows.
Use a water-based fertilizer once a week or a slow-release granular fertilizer once a month.
Related. Learn about harvesting watermelon in conclusion.
Great that you now know how to grow watermelons in a small space. So, it is time to roll up your sleeves and start planting.
Start from the small space in your garden or even in a pot. Remember to choose a suitable watermelon variety that will thrive in a small space. You may want to go for smaller, more compact varieties. References: How to grow watermelon in small space. Retrieved from here. Ideas for growing personal watermelon with little space. Retrieved from here. Tips for growing watermelons in containers. Retrieved from here. Submit. Cancel.
Thanks for your feedback. That's all, folks.
This post is from webgardener.com.
Thank you for listening.